surprised I know.
Somebody is guided by a master plan for complete domination of the Earth.
I hope.
From a place mostly undisclosed and a time askew, it's Paranormal Hotline. Hello and welcome. Paranormal Hotline is a weekly podcast where we talk about strange, spooky stories, horrible hauntings, and amazing alliterations. My name is Oisin, and I'm joined by my co-host, Kayleigh.
Hello.
Hello, Kayleigh.
Hello, Oisin.
We're pre-recording this episode because I'm away in Japan on holidays, so I can't really ask if anything spooky has happened to you, unless you want to try predict the future.
Oh, can I guess something spooky that's going to happen to you?
You can definitely try.
I'll manifest something just by guessing. No, I'm okay with that. Although, right,
okay.
I know this is going to come out later, but I think like a week or two ago we talked about when I was up at a friend's house in Derry.
Yeah.
And I slept next to that chair that was in that exorcism.
Mm-hmm.
I was reading an article about exorcisms in Ireland, and apparently like one of the most famous ones happened in Derry. And
I don't know
if it's connected because I haven't been able to ask my friends yet, but I would assume it's connected because there's not that many exorcisms in Ireland. This exorcism that, because I slept next to a rocking chair that was in this exorcism, when the exorcism happened, apparently the holy water in the room boiled and carried to St. Peter, like just combusted and caught fire.
Amazing.
So,
wow.
I need to make the connection and see if they're the same exorcism, but I'm almost certain I slept next to a chair. It was in a very extreme exorcism. If I had known that, I probably would have thought twice about it, but yeah.
I mean, I was ready to settle for a spooky joke, but that's some real news.
Yeah, yeah. I thought that was pretty spooky.
If you, the listener, are listening live and you're in Japan, today I am in. So if you want to come fight me at the, you'll probably kick my ass. Anyway, wherever I am, I'm sure I'm having a good time.
I'm sure a toddler could show up and kick your ass, Oisin.
Probably, yeah. I'm like a weak child.
I just can't ever picture you fighting back.
No, I don't.
It's like if you got into a fist fight the entire time, you'd be like, what's happening? What's going on?
Yeah, that's just a bit. I'm not actually going to fight anyone.
Is that your prediction?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought it was funny when I wrote it. It's not. Anyway, enough thinking about the fake future. Today's story has its roots in history. So this was another case of me finding out about a haunted place while trying to plan a holiday.
Ooh.
To the detriment of planning the rest of my holiday. To be honest, I planned most of it. Turns out this particular spot, location-wise, it's a bit far out where we're going to be, and it's awkward to get to without, you know, your own transport. Also, it might be closed and or removed.
Oh.
So we'll have to settle today for some armchair travelling. It's called Oirambuchi Bridge, and it's often listed as one of Japan's most haunted places.
Ooh.
I'm going to send it to you on the map.
Yes, please.
It's located in Yamanashi Prefecture. It's just off Highway 411. It's a suspension bridge near a scenic waterfall. It's all very nice. Called Oirambuchi Bridge. Oirambuchi translates to essentially courtesan's gorge or canyon. And back in the day, Oirans were essentially like a very high-ranking, very classy prostitute or entertainer.
Oh, okay.
And that goes, like, you know, it wasn't necessarily all a sexual thing. It was like, you know, they were good at singing, good at playing instruments, and making good conversation.
Okay.
The story of this haunted bridge and kind of the area around it goes back to the 16th century when it was controlled by the Takeda clan, and that area was rich with gold in them mountains sort of thing.
Yeah.
They had a mining operation. Historically though, we must cast ourselves back to the Sengoku period. Sengoku period is also called the Warring States period. It's this wild time in Japanese history from like the late 15th century to the late 16th century, so like almost 100 years. It was just constant military conflicts. Mad politics, constant upheaval, and like there's like a lot of like underlords were like overthrowing their kind of superiors, and there's just place was fighting. It was potentially the bloodiest place to be in the world at that time.
Oh really? Wow.
Yeah. And then somewhat related, well, out of the time, ninjas or shinobi as we know them nowadays, that whole vibe of like essentially like secret agents or people doing like, I don't mean to say underhanded means, but like guerrilla warfare in a time when like the fighting had been done by like samurai with like an honor code. So like quote unquote dirty fighting.
Yeah, yeah.
That essentially came from that time. There was probably that sort of stuff happening before then, but like the ability to hire like a ninja or like people trained in it, probably comes from this time mostly.
Oh wow, that's really interesting actually.
At this gorge, it has a river running down it. There's an account of what happened, and it's from a tourist sign that used to be there. It reportedly has been removed, but I've seen reference to it online, and I'm not sure if this is the reason that it has been removed. I would both like and not like to believe it to be this reason, and that reason is the sign is cursed, and reading it in its entirety will curse the reader also.
Oh.
So, to that end, in researching this episode, have I read the whole sign?
Oh, for God's sake. Okay.
Almost. No. I stopped myself because I was reading it. There's a whole section just about the area unrelated to like the cursed event, which I'll get to. So I read about 4/5 of that before reading like next to the picture. Ah, yes, this is cursed. Also, I read it through Google Translate, so I'm pretty sure that'll kill a curse.
Yeah, you know? I think it will. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I believe. So I'll read the part of the curse sign now that explicitly talks about the event that has maybe haunted this area.
Okay.
This place is called Choshi Falls by the locals, and there is a sad legend surrounding the Kurakawa Kanayama. During the Sengoku period, when gold mining was at its peak, the mine was known as Kurakawa Sengen. Near the town, there was a place where prostitutes were kept for the comfort of gold miners. Due to the fall of the Takeda family, it was no longer possible to run the mine, so in order to prevent the secrets of the gold mine from leaking, when the mine was closed, a banquet table was built in the Yanagisawa River and a banquet hall was set up on it. During the dance performed by the prostitutes, the wisteria vine that hung the banquet table was cut, and the banquet table were sunk into the edge of the river, sealing the mouth, which is why it became to be called Oranbuchi. So translators kind of garbled that a bit, but essentially what happened, they had a mining operation going on, became very rich, and that was run by the Takeda clan. So following a battle, like, they lost a battle and they had to like retreat, and they were abandoning their mines. So they didn't want their enemies to like learn of where the mines were.
Yeah.
Essentially what they did was on this bridge, so some say that it's like they built like a platform over the river.
Yeah.
Or it was a bridge that was there. They lined up 55 courtesans on the bridge who would have been, you know, knowing the men. So they would have known all the area essentially and the secrets. They lined 55 of them up on the bridge and they cut the ropes. And
oh
they plunged
God.
To their death.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, that'll do it. That'll make a curse.
That'll do it.
Oh my God.
A few different takes then on like the haunted vibe of the place. So like it's said that you can still hear their screams.
Yeah.
Some people say that they feel like a cold feeling, kind of classic stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I couldn't find too much references. I think it was only one account, but like the highway by it is the site of like multiple fatal accidents, like road accidents.
Is it like specifically on that bridge or just on the highway that it's on?
The highway by the bridge. So like the way to the bridge.
Right.
And I believe the bridge is gone now.
Oh,
it was
right,
like
okay.
It's like a more modern suspension bridge built near where they reckon.
Yeah, well, of course,
this
the bridge is gone. They chopped it down with people still
on
it.
Yeah, no, but then there was a metal suspension bridge built over it.
Oh, right, okay.
But that is since gone.
Oh, so there's not even a bridge in that area anymore.
From what I can tell, because I looked at like the reviews on Google Maps, we'll get to those.
Right.
You can still go there. You can still look down this gorge. The sign is gone as well. I think they just wanted to like remove any vibe from the yeah. place.
They want to stop any like Logan Pauls from going out there.
If only he would fall in.
Oh God.
There's a warning that like kind of, I suppose, an urban legend warning for like male travelers are warned not to go too close to the edge. They might fall in. So it's kind of like the idea that they will be like dragged in or pushed.
Yeah, yeah. Just the male travelers.
Yeah, yeah.
Good luck, Oisin.
Good luck. Oh, yeah, well, I'm avoiding this one.
Yeah, maybe you should after all the curses. Like,
yeah, 1.5. Like I was saying, there was like a modern suspension bridge kind of built in that area or near that area. There's some disagreement online as to if that is the specific place where they built this platform or this other bridge back in the Sengoku period and killed these people.
Yeah.
But either way, this is where, like, this was the haunted location that's marked down. So people would go here and they would get vibes.
Right. Ugh. That's a lot of people to even have on, like, a rope bridge anyway. Like, 50
yeah.
people.
But I mean, like, in one case, it's a rope bridge. In the account that was on the sign, and I've seen other accounts online referencing a similar story, it was like they built a platform specifically for it. They say like it was a table, you know, hanging from vines or from ropes.
Right, okay.
And
Jesus, that's even worse.
Instead of just lighting them up and like, you know, to execute them, it was like, it was almost sneaky how they were doing it. They were having them dancing on it and they were like, all right, time to go, cut the ropes.
Jesus Christ, dude. What the fuck?
You know?
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, it's not great. Not great.
Another cheery Oisin episode.
If you're enjoying the podcast, please consider supporting us on Patreon. We are an independent podcast, so we do all the research, writing, and editing ourselves. Our Patreon helps us keep up with the cost of running a podcast every week. If you're listening each week and enjoying the podcast, consider supporting us. If you can't afford it, no worries. You can help us out for free by rating the podcast wherever you listen to it. I have a few reviews from Google Maps.
Excellent.
Because I was reading them and it's like, some of these are creepy, some of them are kind of funny just in their presentation. Here's some interesting reviews I saw. Bear in mind, this has been translated by the internet. So, here's a 1-star review. If you go here casually, your life will be targeted.
Oh my god. What? Okay, sorry, go on.
It was quite a while ago, but ever since I was there, I was in bed sick and on the verge of death. And I could see a black soul the size of a basketball slipping out of my body at an amazing speed.
What?
I wonder if someone left the comb behind. Don't know what that last bit means, but the rest of that is 1-star for sure.
Wait, so...
imagine, like...
his soul left his body the size of a basketball?
Yeah.
Wow.
Or something. A black soul.
That is the funniest. Maybe, like is it his soul or somebody else's soul?
I don't know. Was it something that like took onto him? Like, imagine leaving a Yelp review like that for like a restaurant. If you go here casually, your life will be targeted. You know,
your
black tie only.
Targeted. I assume that's just like a translation issue, right? Like,
yeah. Yeah.
That is so funny, though.
Yeah, that's kind of. The jankiness, the gammy translation kind of yeah. also has me laughing, which is what this bit is about. Just to cheer us up. So here's a 5-star one. So
okay.
Whiplash here. 1-star, 5 stars. Was this over 10 years ago? The three of us went in the middle of the night to test our mettle. One person casually uses a digital camera. They're fucked. They're casually using it.
Casually. Damn it.
Their life will be targeted. when photographing the side of the road or the slope of a mountain, what I saw in the photo was a tremendous red ray of light. I got scared because there were so many things in the photo. Within a month of returning, all three of us were involved in a traffic accident on different days. At that time, I went to various places to test my nerves out of curiosity. I shouldn't go here even if it's just for fun. I felt it keenly.
5 stars.
5 stars, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
It might be the cause of a traffic accident I was in. 5 stars.
5 stars, would go again.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Well, he shouldn't go here, even if it's just for fun.
Yeah, but five stars, so you should.
Five stars.
That's,
other people will go.
He had the same experience as the first guy, but the first guy gave 1 star. Yeah. I don't know if I should go or not. It's confusing.
It is. The duality of man.
Yeah.
Another 5-star. These are 2 more 5-stars I have here. About 20 years ago, I passed through this place. And my bike's engine stopped. I got a chill and thought there was something there. I have a strong sense of spirituality. So when I looked down, I saw an old woman in a kimono, her hair tousled, looking at me. Once I exercised the spirit, the engine started. 5-star. I like that he knows how to exercise the spirit.
Yeah, yeah. He's got that skill going for him.
But like, I'm just picturing like a biker. It's like, oh no, the bike's broke down. And then sees a ghost and proceeds to like banish the spirit.
That's so cool, man.
That's what I want, like, you know?
It's badass. That's what that is. I want to know what, like, did he say what he did to exercise the ghost?
No, immensely vague.
Right, yeah.
My heart's broken, to be honest.
He's not letting us in on his trade secret.
No.
Somebody needs to tell the Vatican there's, like, some Japanese guy who can just, like, wave a hand and the ghosts disappear.
Maybe it's, you know, maybe Zen Buddhism is really effective at it.
Maybe.
Last 5-star review here.
Sweet. That's good. Let's hear it.
Pray.
Is that it?
Yeah. Pray. 5 stars.
5 stars.
Yeah. Just pray, full stop.
Pray. 5 stars. Is that funny.
Like a warning? Is that like an order?
I don't know. Yeah. Pray.
Pray.
Eat, pray, love, I suppose. That's really funny.
I'm trying to think. There's photographs attached to that point.
Is there any ghost pictures? Please tell me there's ghost pictures.
There's no ghost pictures.
God damn. Well, I'm not going then.
Yeah, that's fair.
All these people.
I mean, we've been
these...
warned against it.
That's not true. It's 5 stars. I want to see. How many? What's this average star? 3.2.
Yeah. Here's a picture of the remains of the bridge.
All right, so that's what they think was where the bridge was, right? That's quite a drop.
Yeah, so that is... Oh, yeah, no, it's a proper, like, canyon. Well, I think... Do canyons have to be deserty? I don't know. It's a gorge.
I don't know what defines a canyon.
It's in a mountainous
area. It's steep. It's a drop.
Very steep.
Yeah, I didn't think it would be that much of a drop. I thought it would just be straight into like a river, but that's a serious steep.
No, it's scary. Like, yeah. It's scary without it being supernatural.
Yeah.
It's treacherous.
Ugh. All that just for like a fucking stupid mine. Like, who gives a fuck about your mine?
Lots of gold.
So?
Well, you see, when you have the mine, you have lots of gold. But then if your enemies have the mine, then they have lots of gold. And that makes
them
more
effective.
They kill 50
people.
It's not worth killing 55 people. Yeah, yeah. See, that's the problem with capitalism.
Yeah. How does it always end up with, like, us criticizing capitalism?
There's an answer to that, but I'm not going to get into it. So that's Oirambuchi Bridge, or the remains of. It's a spooky place. It's on a lot of lists as, here's a terrifying place. I won't go there.
What?
And you know what? I've kind of sated it on our internet journey. But for my own safety, I'm not going to stack up another curse and fall into a gorge, because that's the kind of thing that would happen to me.
I think for research purposes, you should go there and try to get cursed. You know? And then pray.
Pray.
And your life will be targeted.
Yeah, but I'm a very casual kind of guy. So, like, my life would be targeted.
Yep.
That's all we have time for. If you like the podcast, suggest this to your friends and family. We'd appreciate that. If you have any personal ghost stories that you'd like us to read on the podcast, send them in to us at paranormalhotlinepodcast@gmail.com. Or if you have any stories that you'd like us to cover, send us an email or shoot us a message on any of our social media about them, and we'll get back to you on it. Thanks for listening. Until the next episode, pray.
Pray.